This is Jeff Jeffrey with Best Day Audio. I'm here with Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon, and I was hoping to speak with you about what issues are facing Louisiana these days.
Well, first off, let me thank you for the opportunity to visit with your readers and share with you and them what is on policyholders' minds in our state. We continue to recover from the worst insured loss event in history, Hurricane Katrina and Rita, three weeks later, just over 5 years ago now. But I'm pleased to report that recovery has gone better than we expected. Mm-hmm. Our market is more competitive, though still too expensive, 5 years later, and that recovery is good. But as we speak, we're faced with, as in this case, every other state is, the challenges represented by health insurance reform coming from Congress. And do we implement, do we not implement, those things that are mandated for immediate implementation that are going into effect whether we act or not, those challenges continue to face us. Back on the property side, I recently denied State Farm a 14.5% rate increase on their statewide homeowners book of business and pointed to the fact that there's a significant change forthcoming in the just recently released now RMS catastrophe model. And RMS is bringing that model to Baton Rouge to present to our PNC folks, including our actuarial staff, on April 14th. And we're looking forward to seeing in detail what it suggests for future exposure, both on the coast, which we hope to be reduced, and inland, which we expect to be increased, as it will be in all 50 states, for that matter.
Well, I know that a lot of coastal states are still dealing with, as you mentioned, hurricane situations and insurance issues related to that. How are you guys focusing on addressing some of the cost issues associated with hurricane-driven events?
Well, right out of the box, we did a new, to our state, statewide building code. Most of our 64 parishes didn't have a building code before then. And that was a major first step improvement in our market. Second to that, we incented, we actually made $100 million available to companies that would come to Louisiana, meet a higher than minimum solvency standard, and agree to write on a matching capital basis to the grant they would receive new business in South Louisiana and out of our Citizens Property Insurance Corporation residual market. Worked beyond our expectations. We have a dozen new to our state companies, five of which came with that grant as a result of that grant money, although only $29 million of the $100 million that was available was taken up on in three different offerings, all of it in the first offering and none in the second and third, evidencing the fact that we didn't give away the house.
Sure.
We put a good proposal forward that our Louisiana Association of Business and Industry actually cobbled together and then Governor Blanco signed off on. And with her efforts, legislative efforts, in addition to the building code, they abolished the last in America political body overseeing rates, the Louisiana Insurance Rating Commission, a major improvement in our market. We've been able to attract new companies to our state to do business, even though the major companies are reducing their coastal exposure, not just in Louisiana, but throughout the Gulf Coast, and for that matter, from Massachusetts to Miami on the Atlantic coast also. But smaller regional companies and some national players like Liberty Mutual, like Farmers Insurance Corporation, like Republic Group, a six-state regional company out of Dallas, they've stepped up their writings to where they cumulatively now have twice the market share and twice the premium volume they had 5 years ago. As a result of those efforts, our residual market, Louisiana Citizens, now has a smaller book of business than it did when Katrina hit 5 years ago.
You mentioned on the outset that still rates are still high, you know, higher than you would prefer. How do you address that? I mean, I know you struck down the State Farm issue, but how are you working to drive these down?
Long term, mm-hmm. I can't fix that. I can't force companies to write coverage for less than the cost of doing it for them. On the other side, on the commercial side, for example, our rates through competition have dropped dramatically after increasing in the immediate aftermath of Rita and Katrina by up to 300% per year.
Sure.
They are probably now, on average, 50% higher than they were 5 years ago before the storms. Mm-hmm. So they have dropped down each year for the past several. On the homeowner side, it's a regulated market book of business, and that makes it slower to go up, but also slower to come down.
Sure.
And so we're seeing a leveling off of the cost, but not yet a drop in the cost of homeowners' property insurance. But on the commercial side, it's been dropping for several years running now.
Absolutely. And then finally, you also touched on healthcare and, you know, kind of the balancing act between, you know, not necessarily, I know that Louisiana has been critical in the past, but also having to juggle implementing some of the mandate aspects of it as well. What steps is Louisiana taking and how do you achieve that balance?
Well, we applied for the two grants, one to get the rate grant that each state was offered of $1 million to staff up to do the federally mandated rate regulation that is beyond what we have had authority to do historically in Louisiana. We also applied and got the $1 million grant that each state was offered to implement the exchanges that are called for by 2014 in each state. But our governor just decided, and he had from day one assumed the responsibility for designing, building, and implementing the insurance exchange part of the program, but has decided not to do that, has refunded the $1 million back to the federal government, and said we're not going to do it. It and several other aspects, such as the high risk pool that we were mandated to create by last summer, will be left to the federal government to do it, unless the governor should change his mind in the future and say, well, I will go ahead and design and implement an exchange. The law says if the states don't do that, then as they did with the high risk pool, the feds will create a high risk pool and adopt it for use in any state that does not do so. Same with exchanges. We are implementing the rate review piece mm-hmm. that we were mandated to do and given that $1 million grant to assist with. We're also responsible for monitoring other mandates contained in the federal law, such as guarantee issue for all under 19-year-olds that went into effect last summer, anti-rescission provisions, mandated coverage for dependents up to age 26. Those two, however, we had in the pipeline for legislative approval last year on our own initiative, copying from other states that had done it before PPACA was mm-hmm. passed by Congress. But we're doing that which we are ordered to do by the congressional legislation and waiting to see what the courts say in the final analysis. As I tell groups all over the state, if I had been a member of Congress, like every Republican that was there, I would have voted no. Recognizing that there is need for reform, mm-hmm. but not wanting to throw the baby out with the bathwater as I envision this proposal to be.
Sure. One last thing, and I'll let you go, sir.
Yeah.
For a state with the independent streak as wide as Louisiana's, letting the feds come in to take over the exchange portion of it, is that causing some to bristle? I mean, how has that played out?
It doesn't sit well with me, but the governor has the responsibility of deciding on the exchange part, and we also consulted with the governor on the high-risk pool part, and I concurred with his decision to not do that, as 19 other states did as well, because the requirements of a state health pool were so onerous, we thought it ill-advised for us to do. If the feds wanted to do it, let them do it. But you're right, we are independent, we are states' rights believers, historically. And so having the feds come into our state and do programs that we were offered the opportunity to do, but with so many strings attached, is distasteful.
Thank you, sir. That was Jim Donilon, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Jeff Jeffrey, Best Day Audio.